was that V8?
Pretty good.
Why is Walmart giving us free stuff?
So I looked it up this morning.
Oh, okay.
It seems to be part of the Walmart Plus thing. Okay. I don't know exactly what that is, but I think it's to try and get people to be part of the Walmart Plus, some sort of subscription thing, probably.
So it's like a sample.
So they give you sample packs. I don't know, the cute little tote bags.
They're nice little tote bags. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find something. But like all this, it's like a bunch of like soaps and detergents and stuff like that. And it's stuff that's not really usable for us either, though. Because like the what it has like dishwasher pods.
Okay, so the Walmart plush, I just looked. It's $98 a year. Free delivery from your store. Free shipping with no order minimum. 10 cents gallon gas savings.
Where?
ExxonMobil, Walmart, and Murphy stations. So we don't...
Yeah. Do we have any ExxonMobils around here?
What's the one way down past Ollie's?
It's a BP.
That's a BP. Okay. Then no. Paramount Plus, free flat tire and road hazard warranty, 5% cash on every trip, free returns from home, early access to products, scan and go.
So probably not really practical for us.
No.
But they give us little goodie bags every now and then, apparently, when we do pickup orders.
Neat.
Uh-huh.
We'll take them. Get a little army bag of when everyone gets a Christmas gift this year and a free Walmart tote bag.
Tote bag.
So, do we want to go through joint events, your point, or the question I had that we were going to save for the podcast? We're going to do that one now because I've been waiting.
Okay.
Why do Lego projects make you so nervous you get sweaty?
I don't know. Like, they give me some sort of... I enjoy doing them.
You're not stressed. You're over there just talking and having fun.
Putting them together. And I don't... So, okay. So, I was working on the cat house. That was what? Last Sunday?
Yeah, last weekend.
Or
probably
Saturday.
Last Sunday, I guess. Because you just come over for the race.
Okay. Got like super sweaty. I was wearing shorts and a tank top, so I'm not, it's not like, but we had the fire going.
Yeah, but it wasn't hot.
At the same time, I only got like halfway through it and I finished it last night.
Yeah.
I did not get sweaty last night.
Fire was going last night though, too.
Yeah.
But and it was hotter last night than it was.
So cold from being out in the wind.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that there's any rhyme or reason, but maybe
you have Lego
just
anxiety.
Like, and maybe I just had anxiety and it was causing me to sweat profusely. I'm so sweaty.
Over Legos.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay. Well, science, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It was very weird. And it's happened before. Like, it's not like this is the first time.
Oh, no,
it's
no. This isn't like a new thing. This isn't like some type of hidden medical condition that's come to
light.
It's
definitely happened before.
It's literally Lego.
While Legoing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Very weird.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I did not. I made a note. Because I needed to know.
And it turns out I don't have an answer for you.
What good are you?
I don't know. So I forget what my one thing was. But it's not really a traffic observation this week. It's more of a what? Observation. So I had to stop and get gas.
Okay.
This week.
So it's still car related.
It's still car related. I had to stop and get gas because this is like, I realized too that this was the first time in over a year that I've let my gas get that low.
Yeah.
You know, I was usually like half a tank. I was making sure I was filling up. So I was ready to go for things.
Me.
Anyway, for you.
In case you had to get me to Pittsburgh because something had fallen off or on out of me.
Right. I did. So I'm backing out from the pumps and leaving.
Yeah.
And this is what I... you know how they put those signs on the end of the pumps? They like zip tie them to the metal
things? Oh,
like things?
The 2 for $3 Pepsis or something. Like some yes. advertisement. Yeah.
This is what that sign said. Smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and something.
Yeah.
Like all of the these
Surgeon
illnesses.
General warning, effectively.
Why not get 2 packs? Because it was advertising a 2 for 1
yeah.
discount or something like that. But it's like, it's like in big letters, the Surgeon General's warning.
Yeah.
Same size lettering. Why not get 2 packs? Question mark.
Nice.
I'm like, what?
It's the law of unintended consequences, dear.
I'm just
the Surgeon
like,
General made it funny.
I'm just like, what are we doing?
It's the question of
first
how,
off, it's
how,
not really cost effective for people to be smoking right now, apparently, from what I've learned.
Yeah.
From the complaints. But at the same time.
And all that's taxes.
At the same time. It's just kind of like, why is this okay advertising?
Because they have to advertise. But at the same time.
But do they?
Yes. Yes. Because, do you want to actually know the story? Why a lot of the reasons why they're in a pickle with this stuff? With cigarettes?
Sure.
Okay. Because.
Oh, education day today.
Yeah. No. Because a lot of the money that was going to be paid to states when they sued tobacco companies in different states.
Yeah.
Was spent, was taken out in loans on future anticipated income from sales of tobacco with the penalty and taxes added onto it. But as more and more people have stopped smoking, that money has gone down, but they already had taken the loans out.
Oh, so they have to advertise.
So they're in this catch-22 where they have to technically, certain states, California is one like this, where they need the revenue, but also can't come out and just say, hey, start smoking again. I don't know when that balances out, but it's...
Well, clearly with this advertising signage sheets.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that's why.
Here's all the warnings on why you shouldn't smoke. But why don't you just buy 2 packs instead of 1?
Well, that's just bad advertising and placement.
Yeah. I also don't understand the logistics of you're hoping that people are getting gas.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not lighting up while they're doing it.
Yeah, no, here's an article. Up in smoke, states using tobacco settlement money to balance their budgets. Here's why that's bad. From Market Watch.
It was just one of those like...
And now you know.
It was just one of those things where it's like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
I don't understand any advertising. effectively. Mostly because I don't pay attention to advertising.
Yeah, I don't usually either. Except the stupid sign.
And I understand there's a science to it of, well, you may not think you do or whatever. But like when we literally fast forward through every commercial.
Yeah.
Or paid not to have ads on YouTube. It's like,
yeah.
No, we just don't see it.
Yeah. So it's all.
You can't subliminally mess with my brain when I'm not listening to you at all.
So maybe that's why it hit me harder is like, what are we even doing with this?
Because I'm also pretty tone deaf.
I'm so used to not seeing advertising that I don't realize how stupid it's gotten.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's effectively when we watch anything that isn't a race on broadcast television. And it's like, what? Because even that's a fairly niche advertising market.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Versus more like when we see like a football game and it's, you know, we turn on the first Steelers game of the year and it's like, what is this crap? Like, because it does, because just from a statistical perspective, NASCAR is a fairly, has a type.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's, it does, it is kind of funny. Well, because that was the one thing that they were doing. Where was it? Where was the, I saw that article. Was it an article or was it a No Agenda show? They were talking that, I think it was Canada. Instead of just having the written warning like you saw, their advertisement is actually pictures of like diseased people and organs and stuff that like show what happens to your like different things in your body if you smoke too much. And they turned them into collector's things. Like people are trading them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what's really hard to get? A spleen. Do you have a spleen? You know, that. And they're like eBaying them and stuff because it's become a whole market of collectibles. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But that's a traffic driving tangent related.
Yeah.
Observation from you this week.
Sorry. I got an update from the poll that we took last night.
Okay.
It appears to me, based on the picture, that vinegar won.
Oh.
A close second. The lime Topo Chico.
Well, wait. Is this the result of the poll or which one actually was better?
She sent me the picture. Sorry, this is not very helpful for people who are listening to this.
Yeah, great audio work, dear. This is
two is vinegar. Okay. Three is the lime Topo Chico.
Okay. Yeah. Which one was one?
She didn't say.
I said five was Coke. I said five. It did less than I thought. What he needs to do to step this experiment up is add electrical current to it.
Who was it? He's like nine. So.
I could solder when I was nine.
I don't know how old people are.
I could solder when I was seven. Soldering iron out there, working with little LEDs. I was on it.
But you were not an average child.
I was not a child. Because as we've established both from our experience yesterday and my email this morning, I'm apparently old enough to be original generation. It's great.
Yeah.
Which one am I?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not Scottish.
Oh.
I'm not... I'm not Russian. Well, kind of Russian.
Yeah, that's kind of the one I was going to go with.
Guess I'm Kirk.
You're leading the ship? I mean, yeah. We can go with that. And the curly hair.
There you go. Yeah, no. Week's been kind of.
Or you could be the one that's. Oh, isn't what's his face? Isn't McCoy scared of flying?
Transport. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's actually probably a better fit. Kind of a smart aleck, kind of out doing my own thing.
Right?
Helping out. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's. I think, yeah, I think you might be. I think you might be McCoy.
I can live with that. No, it was an interesting week for us as far as joint activities go. Finally got the.
I mean, they were really your activities. I just tagged along.
But you had helped with both of them.
I guess.
You did. We had the premiere of the Air Force Association, Air and Space Forces Association. No, I typed it wrong once, and I never let me forget that. The association's documentary have been 3 years in the making.
Yep.
And that's at the chapter 221story.us, 40-minute documentary.
Oh, it's only the 40-minute one that you can see?
No, the 15-minute version's out there as well, or at least the one of them.
Not at the same website.
Yeah, at the same website. Oh. I put a page on my page, on my company, the company page.
Yeah.
And
will you figure that out because you were having issues with the?
I got that working Friday night or Thursday.
You were having
Friday night.
You were having issues with the redirecting.
Nope, I had to move everything to a different.
Oh, gotcha.
Service, but so that was good. Had about 30 people there on campus came to see.
I'm okay.
You spill in my studio.
I'm okay. On this beautiful floor.
Yes. Hey, it's my asbestos. Leave it alone.
No, it was really, it was the first time that I had seen the full video straight through.
Yeah.
I mean, I had heard clips of it here and there. And
you were there when we interviewed Marty Kuhar.
Yeah, I was with you guys down at the War Memorial and stuff, but yeah, it was really good.
Thank you. I was very happy with it. And how it came together.
Yeah. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah. I'll throw the link in the description.
There you go.
On the podcast as well.
For people who know how to do that.
Yeah. And if you don't, just text us and.
Well, you put it on Facebook too.
It's on the social medias. But no, that was a great event. It was very good. We kind of dodged most of the bigger part of the rain.
And it worked out well where we had it.
Oh, yeah, in one of the big
with
halls.
Being,
and
everyone was impressed with how nice the classroom was.
Yeah. Yeah, the lecture hall there in Blackington really worked out well.
Yeah.
But that was fun. That was good to get that going. Another front page news story I'm in. That's two in
a month.
3 weeks. Yeah, two in a month, effectively.
Yeah.
Great.
Plus, I got a second challenge coin.
Oh, speaking
Does
of which.
Yours count?
Yeah, it's a challenge coin. The one I gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it would trump.
No, mine's about my liver, not Trump. I might have one for Trump.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
And you know it.
What was I going to say?
You're going to tell them about the award you got?
I got a, what is it officially called? Citation of Honor from the Association for my work. Yeah, Citation of Honor. Which is actually really cool. I think it's I said it online. I think it's up there right with my Distinguished Alumni Award.
Yeah,
it's like the two neatest things.
Yeah, and I don't. They must have discussed it.
It was pre-printed and stuff. So yeah, they
no,
must
no,
have.
No. I mean, like, they asked Doug to present it to you, but he didn't seem to have been previously aware of it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So that was cool.
So they must have, yeah. But no, that was a fun event. I was going to tell you, I didn't tell you this yesterday. two times in a month, you know what you get when you get a, that much in the newspaper, apparently?
What?
I got invited to the Lincoln Day dinner.
What's the Lincoln Day dinner?
The party.
You think that's why?
I don't know why else. I haven't been invited in 4 years.
You're not even registered Republican.
I don't know. I don't know what else would have changed.
Yeah. But you got, did you get it in the mail or was it emailed to you?
Text.
Oh.
From a text server.
So it would be like
from
an immediate.
From a mailing something.
No, but I was thinking if you got something physically in the mail, it was probably mailed before the second article was published. But
no,
if
it was
you
text.
Got a text, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Okay.
Oh, God, no. I don't want to go to another dinner.
You mean unless they were going to honor you?
Oh, yeah. Give me an award. Then I might go.
Questionable.
It's questionable, yeah. But, no, that was fun. And then yesterday we had the departmental end of year outing.
For the geography and environmental studies students.
Yep.
That was nice.
It was cold and windy.
It was only cold because it was windy.
Yeah. Well, it was still 50 degrees. It still
yeah, but I don't
be,
think...
It wasn't going to be a banner day either way.
If it was 50 degrees and the sun was out and it wasn't so windy,
yeah,
it would not have been as bad.
True. But we... that was good. It was fun. We're week, and part of the thing is when you look at it, it's supposed to be next weekend, but no one's here.
Yeah.
As they all head to Hawaii.
For the annual conference.
For the conference, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is weird because I was looking, you said next year's annual conference is in Detroit.
It's Detroit.
It's also 3 weeks earlier.
Than this one.
Yeah, it's like March 24th through the 28th next year.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well, that makes it easier. Well, I think, honestly, I think that's kind of where it usually is.
Yeah.
I think this is later. Because they have to dance around stuff, I think, in Hawaii.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think I still maintain. I mean, I know it's exciting, but for people, I guess. But to go to Hawaii for a conference is, to me, kind of silly. Because you're dragging the majority of, not majority, almost every single person onto a significant airplane ride.
Are they all on the same flight?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's a national conference. I mean, it's not, this isn't a problem just because that my kids at UPJ had.
Yeah.
It was UPJ and IUP and Salisbury and all the on the East Coast and all these schools. You still have to figure out how to get to Hawaii.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. I wasn't really thinking about that. That's a lot of traffic to Hawaii.
No, and I'm sure they can handle it. They do these things. It's just more of a, especially when it's not a tech conference when it's Google sending, Microsoft sending.
No, it's university sending students.
It's school students doing it, you know.
But I mean, case in point, maybe there's less attending because it's in Hawaii than usual because the fundraising to cover the cost to travel there.
But
is
that would
probably
make it worse. Less people going to your conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was talking to somebody on Friday about it, and they made a good point in the division that in a what for some of them is a 5 day trip, 5 or 6 days.
Yeah,
you're spending over 24 hours traveling out of those five or six days.
Well, what were
days.
The girls were saying yesterday that they're not actually back until the Wednesday of not this Wednesday, the following Wednesday.
They're back in class.
Yeah.
Yes, because they're flying in Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, so that's like for a 3-4 day conference, they're gone a week.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah. Effectively. And, but, and they have that extra. I think they have the extra day because of flight restrictions.
Yeah.
On the Sunday into Monday.
Yeah. I mean, they seem excited, though.
Oh, yeah, they're excited. They're at that appropriate age of being excited about that stuff, not thinking of the logistics.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll have fun.
Yeah.
Send me pictures.
Yeah.
See if anyone brings me anything back.
Poor faculty seem a little stressed about it. What?
I don't know if all of them did.
Okay, the one who seems to be the responsible adult in the group.
Yeah, seemed a little stressed about it. No, they're good. They got all the research done. That's more of a cool thing.
But so we felt bad because they had to spend all of their fundraising capital on these costs. So we covered the picnic. And it was, I thought the food was really good.
It was good. Giant Eagle stepped up.
Yeah. Everybody was happy. Got a muffin tray.
Adeline was so gung ho about these muffins.
They were good.
I did not have a muffin.
You're not really a muffin person.
I'm not a muffin person. You're right on that.
I had a chocolate muffin. It's like a chocolate cupcake.
Well, I didn't have any of the chocolate chip cookies. Because if you could have, I made a life choice.
You also didn't try a piece of pie.
No, because I made a life choice. Desserts or more of that really good chicken.
Yeah.
And I went chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
I may regret that. Considering the leftovers.
Considering you then had chicken here for supper last night and for breakfast this morning.
And
there's
leftovers in the division refrigerator
on campus,
which I'm gonna be eating chicken
that you will be having all week.
Because as I noticed, as I've pointed out, I'm the effectively pretty much one of the only few people there that are consistently around.
Yeah. Oh, the students who aren't consistently around, I think, will come for free food.
Might. I hope
at least one of the days. They too might get sick of chicken.
But
I think all in all, because a lot of the students that attended were able to take home
took stuff
for
too.
Themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think what's going to be left in the department fridge. I don't think it's going to be like,
it's not a massive amount.
No, it's like some of everything.
I genuinely believe
a lot of
it's going to
be potatoes.
Some mashed. I don't think it's gonna be that much mashed potatoes.
I
think it's going to be
most of a pan of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's still not that much. I think it's gonna be a whole one of those trays of chicken, though.
Yeah, no, it is.
Which is a lot. It's a full. That second tray was full.
Some of them had taken a couple pieces out of that one that was left.
But there was another one that she put some back in to that one to make a full one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a full one.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's good chicken.
Oh, yeah, well, no. It heats up great, too.
Yeah.
I can't forget. I keep forgetting. It seems like forever ago that Monday was the eclipse as well.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's only been a week, and it's like,
there's a lot of things going on this week.
I was front page of the university. Social media on that one.
Yeah.
Me and my paper plates.
You and your paper plates.
Showing how to make pinhole projectors.
We had glasses.
Not everyone had glasses on campus. I was showing people how to make pinhole projectors.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was cloudy. So at a certain point, you really couldn't, at like the premium time that you would want to see something, you couldn't because it was covered with clouds. But the couple minutes leading up to it, you could, and we were trying to take pictures, but it didn't really work out. I was reminding everyone of the, when we had the, what was it a couple years ago?
It was a partial eclipse.
Yeah. Where someone in our office, who will remain nameless, brought in a colander to look through.
Oh.
Because we did not have glasses then, but then it was, we didn't really even see anything last time either for the partial eclipse. But I don't know, it was cool. The little bit we could see was cool.
Yeah, no, it turned out well. It turned out well.
I don't know, there were people that were kind of like making like, oh, why is everybody so concerned, so like worked up about this? But like,
no, well, that I can understand, because the I don't even want to worry about going out and looking at it. Makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Because it's at least something to go see. You just go outside.
Yeah.
The life-changing moment thing, I don't understand either.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's still neat. It's still neat to
go out,
see what we could see of it. I don't know, when you're an accountant and it's tax season, it was a nice...
Any excuse to get outside.
Little break.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost forgot that was the last Monday, though. So, this week will be... No eclipse.
No eclipse. No, but last day of tax season. Woo!
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
As we record.
I have one client left.
Is it the one that will be coming in an hour and a half?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I have some that are on extension, but...
Yeah, well, they're already done. They're on extension. Yes. That's future you.
That's future me's problem.
Or theirs.
Yeah, because some of them might not have their stuff yet.
Yeah. But that's good. And we'll have to coordinate schedules now and figure out, because I would like to purge, get ready for spring cleanup, because we've kind of missed 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Well, because last year you were recovering. So last year was kind of like, okay, what before, are the random things that you can have me collect to get
it
out?
It wasn't much. Actually, yeah, I think the most everything we put out was not ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was some stuff.
There was some, but I mean, the big stuff was not ours.
Yeah.
And the year before, I was sick enough that I didn't really have the motivation to bother doing it. So I'd like to get that.
Yeah.
Like to get that up and going.
Yeah. I agree.
That would be good.
I agree. I haven't decided if, because I would like to, I don't usually have the chance to take time off this week, because usually we're scheduled to go right to an audit.
Yeah.
But they can't have they're not ready for us. So we're not going this week. I don't know if I might wait and take Friday off. We start short hours, summer hours on Friday, too, yeah. So I haven't decided. But we'll see. I also need to look and see how many days, vacation days I have that need to use by July.
Yeah, because if we did Thursday, Friday, that would give us a good head start on cleaning everything.
Yeah.
Except even if you took Thursday afternoon off, because I teach in the morning.
Yeah, I'll have to see what's...
Yeah.
Going on,
we'll figure it out.
Going on, because I do have some things that I need to get done work wise this week.
Yeah.
But
good. That's exciting. I'm glad we survived another tax season.
Yeah.
And your tax season related shirt will come
Friday.
Friday after tax season.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's fine. I'll save it for next year.
No, you can wear it before then. Because effectively, I say it all the time. I made an argument about doing that the other day with tax deductions.
Yeah.
I almost had somebody convinced about it, too.
We'll see. I just, outside of tax season, I have less places to wear just t-shirts.
Yeah. I know.
Because I don't leave the house.
by choice, I'm not locking you in here.
Often, I don't often willingly leave the house.
Well, no, you can't. Every time you go someplace, somebody, some driver does something stupid and you have to write it down.
Yeah. Did I tell you about, sorry, that's just, because I may have already told you about this. Did I tell you about the car that was in front of me coming home one day that had a window cling in the back that I really didn't understand? I mean, I understood what it said. I just didn't understand why it was necessary.
Okay.
It said, you just got passed by a girl. And I'm like, trying to understand, like, why that is.
Who's a that for?
Thing. Who's that for? And the only thing I could come up with is because, like, you're trying to prove the stereotype of, like, women being bad drivers.
I yeah.
Like, that you sped up and got around. First off, we were going through Geistown, so it was like, there's no passing.
Yeah, she doubled up on the roundabout. Like, there's no outside lane in the passing. Roundabout.
And not the same car, but also, I had another experience with someone turning their turn signal on to enter the roundabout. And I just don't understand because, like, do they think turning the other way is an option?
Well, somehow people have gone the wrong way in the roundabout.
But, like, do they? So, yes. So, what you're telling me is, yes, they think going the other way is an option.
Yes. So, it is kind of like a
But anyway, but yeah, I was just confused on why is it necessary for you to point out that you're a girl and you passed me. I didn't understand because that does that just mean you drive recklessly?
I also think it may be a thing of, I don't, well, okay, here's the thing, I guess. Here's my question, or my thought. Is the person that would upset, which seems to be the point of the sticker, is also not the person that's going to rationally read that and handle being upset in a way that is...
So you're instigating road rage.
Yes, is effectively my point.
So it comes
because everyone else is like us, probably just confused by like, oh, okay, that's weird, and you don't ever think about it. The person that is designed to upset.
That's stupid, but yeah, we'll go with weird.
Probably isn't going to handle it well in a larger scheme of things. I would guess.
Yeah, you know it's just things that make me go, what are you doing? Just what are you doing?
I'm not a big fan of bumper stickers in general.
It wasn't a bumper sticker. It was a window cling.
You know, like I can't even bring myself anymore to put the
like
FOP emblem on the back.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not real. I'm okay with, and I got to put when I get the car cleaned after summer or spring here or term.
It rained the other day. Your car's clean. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Your car parks in the garage, so your car's not clean. My car's clean because it rained the other day.
My little Subaru badge of ownership
on
it.
You're not even going to touch that?
No. It's because rain's not clean. But put my Subaru badge of ownership on it. That's fine because that kind of fits in with the Subaru branding on it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the other option I would ever consider is no branding.
Taking the Subaru Crosstrek emblems off?
Do it just straight paint.
Yeah. And was that last week I said I don't understand the like adding weird things to your vehicles?
Yeah. Well, you yelled at that guy yesterday when we were going to pick up the food. It was in that weird lifted Jeep with the big wheels on it.
And then I was worried because it was making a weird noise.
Yeah.
And then I was worried that something was wrong with your car, but it wasn't. It was a stupid Jeep. And I think it's just because, like, the tread was so beefy on its tires that it was making that much noise on the road.
Yeah.
But it was like these wheels that you would see on like a big piece of equipment that like the hubcap was like way in because the tires were so wide.
They're very wide tires. Yeah.
I don't know. People are weird.
So I have one last I've been abandoned for tax season movie review.
Okay. Was it a good one?
I enjoyed it. I always enjoy it. I needed something interesting yesterday that was going to be fun, but also kind of knowing we were going out with people, not put me in different, like, just kind of like level.
Okay, you needed a chill movie.
Yeah, something that I was kind of comfortable, like, not have to think too much or I don't say linger, but, you know, kind of put you in a mindset.
Okay.
So I watched 1999's The Mummy.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like a cheesy adventure kind of.
Yeah.
But it's still a really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a little bit of CGI goofiness in only certain spots, but for the most part, even some of the big effects look really good.
Yeah.
Like when they're moving desert sand around desert storms and stuff. It looks good.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I saw that movie.
Yeah. No, Brendan Fraser's in it. He's good. I forgot they befriend the the leader of the tribe in the desert that's sworn to protect the mummy. He's now the admiral on Discovery.
Oh, really?
Yes. Same actor.
Huh.
Yeah. But he's good in it. The cast actually is real good. The whole thing's kind of funny. It's a good story.
That's good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was a good kind of lighthearted, fun kind of adventure thing.
Yeah. So now you're going to be no movies.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you still have Fridays where you don't always have stuff going on.
What do you mean? I have two classes this week. Everyone else is in Hawaii. Finals week. And then we have, it'll be the new series of movie reviews. I'm unemployed till September.
Well, no, you have that class you're teaching for something in New Hampshire.
Okay, online, yeah. But it's kind of hard to watch a movie when I'm lecturing about Earth and people.
That's true.
Unless I want to play a movie and just... Here, let's learn about Egypt. Let's watch The Mummy.
I mean...
Wouldn't be the first time.
I was going to say, rumor has it that that has happened.
Yeah. So. No, it was fun. I haven't gone back and watched the second one in a while.
Was there only two or three?
There was a third one.
I was going to say.
Third one was quite different, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember the third one being.
It was limited cast. They were in China for some reason. Stuff like that. But the first one, great. Absolutely great. Yeah. It's an interesting period of time where you don't see much stuff set. In the short of... No, effectively it is. You don't see much... I would say much movie set around that post, like, 20s post-World War One thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got a good chunk of mid-30s on pre-World War Two, Indiana Jones, for example.
Yeah.
But
not
this,
really much in between.
Yeah. So you didn't have, you don't have, like, you know, even because, like, Indiana Jones stuff, you had that constant, it's not World War II, but you see the pieces.
Yeah.
You have Nazis and stuff. where this was post-World War One, there wasn't any of that yet.
Hmm.
So it's kind of a different ground game to deal with.
Yeah.
But it's enjoyable.
That's good.
So what I got.
Okay.
Vlog another week. I don't know. Yeah.
We only have, what'd you say, two? This week, next week?
This week's the last week of classes, then finals week's the week after. Graduation's 2 weeks from yesterday.
And then they'll be off in the world.
Maybe.
Huh?
I moved downstairs.
What?
I graduated. The department was upstairs.
Oh.
I'm now downstairs on the first floor of Krebs. But I'm OG, baby.
So. That's just because she liked the muffins.
This has been a production of Quantum Wave Media.